everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals. Well, this is me, Nisha, and my partners in crime, William Tinkelt and Brian Rubin, are not available today. So I'm going to do a solo with our wonderful guest. In fact, I met him last month at TalentNet Live conference at Pizza Hut. And in fact, I just talked to him and I thought, oh my God, this is a fantastic guest that we can ever have on Drive Through HR. So there we go. Let me introduce Larry Brantley. Hey, Larry, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nisha. I'm glad to be here.
Well, isn't it nice? We met last month and now we are talking on Drive Through HR.
It's really good. You know, it's such an interesting area, and I've been aware of the program, and I've followed a few of the previous speakers, but it's nice to finally be live and on the air with you.
Cool. So, Larry, do me a favor. Introduce yourself to our audience so they can know a little bit about you.
Sure. My name is Larry Brantley, and I'm an executive recruiter with the search firm Onward Search. We're a national placement firm that specializes in digital creative, marketing communications, IT, and online content. And I've been with them a little over a year, and the company is doing quite well and seeing a lot of growth in the market.
Great. Well, in fact, I'm also curious to know what's happening in the digital marketing industry. So, let me ask you our regular question. What's keeping you up at night? Or either you can say, what's keeping your clients up at night? So where do you want to drive the conversation today?
Sure. And quite honestly, I think the same item that's keeping me up is keeping my clients up at night. We're all ready, locked and loaded, ready to do great business and see the market grow. And it's the stalemate of that confidence that employers need to see from our great government and letting them know that they can go full tilt ahead and hire and expand their businesses. I think the hesitation and concern that we've seen of they don't want to be penalized either from a health care tax or from expanding and growing their markets to be have the issues come back and bite them regarding change in the government that's going to affect their hires and their overall business. Plan. So that's the one thing, because my clients are worried about it. It affects my business because it causes them to hesitate on making key hires.
That's interesting. So what do you foresee happening in the industry right now as all these changes is happening and all this MPV is happening? Or what do you suggest, okay, this should be the right way that should happen so that there would be an interesting, uptake in digital marketing industry?
Sure. First, the good news, they have budget. They have money. Our corporate clients that we work with, as well as because we're in the digital space, we deal with a lot of agencies that specialize in digital marketing or SEO, SEM. They have money. They have funds. So the good news is there is revenue to support the hires and to support the business. The challenge has been, for many of them, is waiting when they can really grow and expand. You know, one of the things that, in my mind, it's kind of like the analogy of a small child that's first learning to walk. They have the ability, they have the knowledge, they have the capability, but they're still hanging onto that table for security and safety. That's kind of the way our businesses are in the same stance. They're waiting for that opportunity to let go and start running, which we know they're capable of doing, but that concern of, is there going to be a new funding bill that's going to affect my hires, or how is the benefits from HR going to affect all of my new hires, and what are the mandates, how is that going to affect my business? We work in 14 markets across the country, and I work specifically in the Texas region, and I can say Texas is doing quite well. In Dallas, have had explosive growth, and not just your mid-level positions to kind of get the work done. We're also seeing growth in the senior executives and new trends, emerging trends in technology, specifically in the SEO, SEM, or social media space. That has been an area that clients are not only back up to the same range from a compensation and salary level, but they're also 10 to 20% higher than they were even 2 or 3 years ago. One other area where we know there's revenue and there's huge marketing potential is in the mobile space. We were one of the first firms to really specialize in the mobile design and development, and that is an area I can't find enough candidates. So the good news is there's demand, there is growth potential. I think ultimately it comes down to corporate or employer confidence to pull the trigger and to go full force ahead.
Interesting. And with the emergence of all these, you know, social tools, right now we have mobile, and as you said, the challenges that employers are facing, what do you suggest for these employers to get their prepared, you know, to face these challenges?
I think a big part of it is the employers that I speak with, the C-suite and the hiring managers, it's familiarity of understanding truly the benefits of these trends. 5 years ago, social media was considered by many executives in the C-suite as just a passing hobby. You know, individuals would play on their Facebook account or maybe connect with a few people on LinkedIn, but they couldn't see the bottom line business return for them. Now they do. And some of the fastest growing budgets, not only for spend but also for hiring, are in these areas. And the employers are looking for more knowledge. So my comment to them is constantly find those people who are the movers and shakers in the workplace, because those individuals who can take your firm to the next level. You don't have to know everything yourself. You just have to make sure you hire the person who knows the knowledge of how to better communicate. For instance, if you're in a retail business, which we're fortunate here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to have many retail clients, and one of the ways that they're reaching their customers through mobile and social media is through specific understanding of their consumers' buying habits. One retailer, Neiman Marcus, and another one, JCPenney, have incorporated in-store kind of social media reach out. So when an individual goes into their store, they give immediate alert on what particular buys or specials compared to their spending habits and direct them accordingly so that they can purchase and capitalize on that. So for that employer, understanding that spending habit is really important. And for us, placing an individual who's focused in that mobile space but also understands the analytics and the consumer research that goes into how do we steer them and how do we reach them and what is the best tool, whether it's a proprietary app or if it's reaching out through Facebook or Twitter, all of that knowledge is out there, and there's individuals who have been, you know, early adapters. Those are the people you need to hire, and that's the biggest thing I think an employer can benefit from is to try to understand from square one, hire those people who have the knowledge, and build on it.
Interesting. Well, in fact, I'm so curious to know, because I'm the first time I'm talking to a digital marketing recruitment person. So as you said, you know, connecting with the movers and shakers of your organization and finding out or using their help to find out, you know, the potential clients or potential candidates. So I want to know, what are your clients seeing as a, you know, great source of recruitment in the social platform? Is it Facebook, LinkedIn, or we have this visual content social platform, just like Pinterest is there, Vine is there, Instagram is there. So when you talk about digital marketing, very particularly, what are your best source of recruitment?
You know, I think there's a variety of vehicles. You know, ultimately, we see a lot of the talent. Obviously, we've worked hard to cultivate those relationships with the individuals through their careers, and many of them have evolved through the years where they were more traditional communicators through your direct mail, direct response, broadcast, or even, you know, experiential marketing is a big growth area. But seeing those individuals who have translated through the Facebook, the Twitter, the YouTube, which is one of the fastest growing search engines for sure. Following those people, not just because they're there, but seeing who's actually doing something different. You know, so what we do as specialists in this space is we're constantly monitoring what's going on in the mobile space on the various sites that you've described. You know, Pinterest, for instance, many of my clients that I work with here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are in the hobby or retail space where they focus on crafts. And Pinterest is huge because the individuals who are buying and using those products are creating their samples online. So we're looking for individuals who not only might be using Pinterest for showcasing their work in the crafts and hobbies and mentioning our client's name, but also we're looking for the individuals who have worked with competing firms doing similar work. So in essence, we're finding those people who are out there doing it. Blogs are another huge resource, especially when it comes to web content and creating competitive but also interesting content. We follow a lot of blogs. I mean, we read what other people are saying. We follow who's tweeting what about a particular expert in a particular space. And the search capabilities within all of these platforms is always evolving. You know, Facebook has just released a couple of new updates that makes it easier to find that talent, but also different ways to reach out and capitalize on it. So ultimately, it's keeping a finger on the pulse online and through the mobile devices. And then, you know, reaching out to those individuals, building the relationship, which is recruiting HR 101, is get to know your potential placement and understanding what drives them and find more people like them.
Great. Well, I'm going to do a quick revisit, everybody. We are talking with our wonderful guest, Larry Brantley, and we are talking all about digital marketing and digital recruitment and how to find and engage job seekers in digital marketing industry. So, Larry, as you talked about more about Pinterest, and as you said, I totally agree, content is the king right now. And in this field, digital marketing field, I think that visual content is more important and the design and the uniqueness of it, because they cannot copy it from anybody else. It should be unique. And as you said, their social footprint is also necessary to find them and connect with them and to connect them with the right employer. But let me ask you about the culture, because, you know, you are looking at the portfolio, which is really important when you talk about digital marketing candidates, right? So you need to see the portfolio of this candidate and their work and their previous work, if they work with a competitor. But when you suggest this particular candidate to a new employer, would that be a right fit? How do you deal with that kind of a situation? I just want to know.
Sure, and it's a very fair question. You know, so much of what we do in the HR space, it's understanding personalities and individual talents, if you will, that they bring to the table. So an online portfolio, or if it's someone who's creating user experience, it'll be their wireframes, or if it's web content, we'll read blogs or online press releases or things they may have done. So all of the portfolio tells us a little bit about who they are and where they've been, but we still trust our basic instincts of getting to know the candidate by doing the phone screen, by doing the reference checks, but also if, whenever possible, we still want to meet those people. We're still in the people business, and placing individuals with our clients, we do a great amount of research and time with our customers getting to know who are the successful people who are working there. I mean, this is really kind of the essence of human resources, is understanding a person's ability to fit within an environment they might be moving into. And for us, we kind of do it in reverse order. We have to understand our customer and who's successful there, who's not successful there, whether it be a digital agency or a corporate marketing communications team, it's still the same. We need to know who's there, who's thriving, who's growing, and what does management expect of that employee. We do the same thing with a candidate, and by looking at their work history, it may match, but then we also do a cultural fit or a behavioral interview with those individuals and ask them those specific questions on how do you respond to this, how do you respond to that, and the individuals who match the closest to our client's needs, those are the ones we ultimately look for a presentation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very unique, Larry. So let's go back to that digital distribution. Do you handle digital distribution at your company? Because most often the digital marketing is previously into just an email, you know, communication or mass distribution. But now we have these social tools and technologies, which is so awesome that with a click of a button, you can save so much of time, and your time and effort is much more reasonable than you use an email distribution, right?
Right. Well, we use a variety of channels. I mean, because we're primarily focused with digital candidates, digital jobs with our clients, and the prospective customers that we're going after, we use online content through our website. We use it through mm-hmm. our blogs. We use it through our newsletters. We're also partnered with other firms who are in the same space that allow us to kind of encapsulate and capture that talent. One site, which is very recent for us, is a website called Balloon.com, and Balloon focuses, it was created and owned by Apollo Group, which also owns the University of Phoenix and Carnegie College and some others. Their Lightspeed division created a website that allows individual candidates to have their resume and their background assessed, and then they're able to go in and take additional courseware to either boost their skills, whether it's PHP or wireframing or basic Photoshop through Adobe. It allows them to evaluate their skills, to expand their skills, and then ultimately they're connected with us regarding jobs we have that match the skills that they're looking for. So that is one relationship that we have among many professional groups in the digital space, for instance, in Dallas-Fort Worth, DFLEMA, which is the Dallas-Fort Worth Interactive Marketing Association, or the American Advertising Federation here in Dallas. It's constantly connecting with those firms and the clients in those organizations. It's how we're constantly expanding our network of communicating. So it's not just a blast. It's not just a call. We still do phone calls, believe it or not. But I also close more deals via text these days than email or a phone call. Simply because for my consumer, I can reach someone in the C-suite via text faster and get an answer, whether it's a counteroffer on a salary or if it's a start date or if it's just confirming a benefits package, I can reach them through a text where I can't reach them through all the other avenues, at least not as timely as I need to have it communicated. So the answer to your question ultimately, it's all of the above, and then we're constantly evaluating on a day-to-day basis what's the newest, what's the best, and what's going to give us the best return. Ultimately, our goal is to fill the position for our customer so that need is being satisfied, and then we're going on to the next position for that client or another client.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, Larry, that's a funny question. If it is a funny question, just bear with me. You know, I've seen a lot of visual resumes that are coming up. Some of them are professional, some of them are not. But I want to know, what is the best way for a candidate to attract the attention of a, you know, digital marketing recruiter? Is it creating a visual resume and send it to you, or through Photoshop, or using the latest tools and technologies? Or what would be the best way?
Well, I can speak, you know, personally. The best way for any candidate to get my attention is, first and foremost, to be just be proactive. You know, whether it's sending me a text or connecting with me on LinkedIn or Facebook or following me on Twitter, it's engaging. First and foremost, engaging, contacting me and letting me know that you have an interest, because that shows me you're a proactive candidate who is looking and exploring and using the tools that we have. A portfolio and a resume obviously are things that are important. But, you know, it's ultimately the follow-through in that connection that shows me this person is going to be aggressive with my customer, not in a stalking way, but ultimately they're being proactive. I want to know that person. And they could do something as simple as just article of something they just wrote, or it could be online content of maybe a mobile campaign that they just released, something to get my attention. So it starts the conversation where we begin to dig a little deeper. Then I'll look at the full portfolio and the full resume, but ultimately they have to engage. And it's either through a phone call or come up to me at a networking event or reach out to me through our website or apply to one of my job posts. Engage is the first step. Beyond that, the people who I will work hard to constantly find a role is someone who's connected in the space, someone who's a great fit for my client, and many of the jobs that I have posted, they'll see a pretty good sense of who I work with and who are my customers. But ultimately, that's where I'm focusing my time as a recruiter is who's the best fit for my client, who's the best fit for a potential client I might have, but also who's showing me that they are a hard worker, they're proactive, and they're able to do exactly what my client needs. That's who will get my attention, and that's who ultimately I will be placing in their job.
Excellent. So what's next in digital marketing? What do you foresee happening in the digital marketing industry, let's just say, down the line, or 2020?
Sure. I was actually in a meeting with the AF president of the national organization yesterday, and he brought the exact same question. Where are we going from here? Is broadcast dead? And what is the next step? And ultimately, I think everything leads to mobile, everything, from a communication standpoint, which is a lot of the roles that we place are in digital communication. Every consumer out there, if they don't today, they will soon either have a tablet or a smartphone device where they purchase online, they look at jobs online, or they have Twitter feeds of friends reaching out to them talking about opportunities they need to consider. So the vehicle that I think for myself and where our firm is focused is in the mobile space. Websites are going to continue, but I think the mobilized version of the site is where we'll reach that one-to-one communication with the hiring manager and the candidate, and I think ultimately that is where the business is going to be growing. We're already seeing that's where the dollars are very, very good. The sky's the limit. Those candidates who have mobile skills pretty much can dictate whatever salary they want to go after, and I haven't seen that since the evolution of the web in the late 90s and how that exploded. We're back to that point again, but now in the mobile space. So that's where I think we're going, and that's the growth potential for all of us.
Awesome. Now we have a question on our Twitter stream. George Davis, he's asking, what was the catalyst that got him in this industry or market? Is he a recruiter or a marketer?
You know, I think it's, in essence, it comes down to the marketer aspect of understanding where are things trending, where is the growth, and what is the opportunity? So in essence, to me, it's the marketing aspect of understanding where not just the companies who are seeking to hire in, from a recruiting standpoint, but also where the candidates, where are they most interested? Where are they gravitating from the compensation level as well as the volume of business. So as a recruiter, I'm following the heaviest stream, if you will, of activity because that's ultimately the best return for me as an individual.
Mm-hmm. So for the candidates, is there any other tools that you have seen which is so awesome but people are yet to use it or people are not aware about it that people should explore? So do you want to share any of the particular tools or technologies that you feel are so awesome and candidates should try it out?
Absolutely. You know, first and foremost, at our website, onwardsearch.com, our marketing team has put together some very competitive salary guides, which for any individual always looking and exploring, it's great to see what the compensation rates are, and they change constantly. One thing that I think we do better than most is that we constantly update our salary guides, where some firms may wait and print out their guide once a year. Ours are almost evolving quarterly, and this industry is evolving day by day, not once a year. So to understand where the trends are, what are the hot jobs, what are these jobs even called, I think that's a great place to start. I mentioned Balloon.com earlier. I think it's still in its early infancy. I think the potential there is huge. You're going to find firms like Adobe and Yahoo and Microsoft and Dell who are heavily invested in that particular site, and I think Lightspeed has done a good job to kind of reach a new opportunity for those professionals who are looking for what do I need to do next in my career. So I think that's a great resource. I actually am included in that site on their UX or their digital design page. There are some video blurbs from experts across the country. So I think that's a good one to explore and just see what's out there. The other side is check out your professional groups in your market. Ultimately, look to see who's doing social media or digital in your own backyard. That is the quickest way to find out what's going on that might affect you from a career path, and get engaged, get involved. Go to those networking events, go to the luncheons or the seminars and workshops, and also, of course, listen to DriveThruHR.
Fantastic. Well, Larry, we have about 3 minutes left right now, so I want to help those recruiters who are listening to this show or who are going to listen the recorded version of this show. So what are some key skills that you would look from a recruiter, a digital marketing recruiter, you know, to help them find, hire, or retain their top digital marketing talent?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, like many firms, we're always hiring ourselves. So this is a very timely question. I'm looking for individuals who are always asking the next question, just like you did earlier, what's next? What's new, what's trending, what's hot. A lot of things come and go, but I want someone who's constantly, as a recruiter, asking those questions, not only of the industry and the trends with their customers, but also with the candidates. So they have to have that always seeking something new, something different. The other side, from a recruiter standpoint, is obviously we want someone with great people skills, someone who gets it, who can get that comfort level from a candidate or a client and be able to draw out the specific information we need to determine whether someone is a fit or not with a particular client or job. So ultimately, it's the people skills. It's the understanding and the search for the new trends, new technology. But I'm also looking for someone who's a networker, who's constantly trying to meet someone new. Databases are great, but they can get old fast. So you have to constantly be building that network in your database and ultimately asking those questions. So that's really what we look for, and I think for someone to be successful, they have to have their skills.
Awesome. So I'm sure I'm going to come and find and meet you because we are living in the same state. So we are actually going to wrap up. So where can people come and find you, connect with you, or say hi to you on online or offline or in real life?
Sure. Well, I'm based in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you can reach me via email at lbrantley, that's B-R-A-N-T-L-E-Y, at onwardsearch.com. You can follow me, and you can search by my name or by the company. You can also follow me on Twitter, and my handle is RecruitingLarry. So look forward to hearing from everyone, and hopefully I can find you that next job.
Well, thanks, Larry. Pleasure to have talked to you today. And to our audience, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for covering us some time and listening to our show. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.